When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Somewhere over the rainbow, on June 10th, 1922, Frances Ethel Gumm entered this world. By the ripe old age of 2, the baby girl delivered her first stage performance and a star was born. Sadly, no fairy tale, award-winning movies, or melodic stories sung by the dark-haired lass would keep reality at bay. Gumm, better known as Judy Garland, died at 47, having performed for 45 of her fleeting years. One writer remembered the iconic starlet this way. Between the struggles of the Great Depression and the mayhem of World War II, Garland invited us to experience a transformed world in the Wizard of Oz, where we could wake up where clouds are far behind. While Garland sang of such a place, another woman went there. Amelia Earhart went where no woman had gone before when she flew solo across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928 and reached an altitude of 18,415 feet in 1931. Vicariously, women soared with her, applauding her gumption and envying her freedom. She invited onlookers to experience a transformed world through her courage and moxie. But her last adventure, an attempt to circumnavigate the globe in the Lockheed Electra, ended in July of 1937 when she disappeared over the South Pacific. A nation grieved the petite daredevil who only made it to 40. Two talented women with two troubling destinies that sound sadly similar. However, the great divide in their end result is that one self-destructed, while the other pushed the limits. They each took risks, but one lived in fantasy, while the other made dreams come true. Many become stars for their fine performances. Few become heroes for setting lofty goals and working to achieve them. Earhart once said, "By the time I had got 200 or 300 feet off the ground, I knew I had to fly." The trick is to spot the difference between shooting for stardom and aiming for the stars. Once you figure it out, navigate toward great possibilities, not just yellow-bricked fantasies. Most importantly, fly in such a way so that others will want to soar after you. Who inspires you? Drop me an email through the link at the Country Gal Corral page at westcentralmoinfo.com. Your inspiration just might get you entered in a drawing for an autographed copy of Were You Born in a Barn? This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.